This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Prosecutors brought four police witnesses to the stand on the first day of preliminary hearings for the accused Club Q shooter. CPR's Lucretia Wembley was in the courtroom on Wednesday.
The lead detective for the case, Rebecca Joines, testified that the suspect had been to Club Q six times over the course of a year before the shooting happened on November 19th. Other testimonies revealed the suspect's mother may have forced the accused shooter to attend LGBTQ bars and that the suspect had nearly a dozen prescriptions for mental health disorders. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
The Club Q hearing continues today, and there's more about it in just a few minutes on Morning Edition. The family of a man who was shot and killed by Pueblo sheriff's deputies last year is suing the county. Richard Ward was unarmed when deputies pulled him out of the back seat of his mother's car in front of a middle school. Darrell Kilmer is the family's attorney.
It's really difficult to tell what they were afraid of that day. Richard had done nothing to make them fearful. He was unarmed. He didn't threaten them in any way.
The two deputies involved were cleared of wrongdoing and told investigators that Ward tried to reach for their gun, though body camera footage of the incident was unclear. The Pueblo Sheriff's Office did not comment on the lawsuit. The state legislature is considering a bill that would create a statewide building code in areas with high risk of wildfire. CPR's Veronica Penny has more.
If passed, the bill would require new construction in high wildfire risk areas to meet minimum building requirements, such as fire-resistant siding and roofing. Fire safety experts say that statewide building codes protect homes and lives. The bill would also require local and state officials to create a map of the areas prone to wildfires. Opponents worry this could take away local control from communities with different risks. A similar bill failed to pass in last year's legislative session. I'm Veronica Penny, CPR News.
Temperatures this morning have been below zero along the Front Range. Highs today will get into the 20s, then warmer tomorrow and Saturday. This is CPR News.